7:07 on the Morning Line. Welcome to hour two of the program on this Thursday, the 23rd of December. It's Christmas Eve. It's also Festivus. It's our last program of the year. So we're having some fun this morning. Coming up later this hour, we'll have more about Festivus. We're also going to talk about the funniest story of the day. It made us laugh. We're going to talk about the strangest foods that we saw, the best new foods of 2021. And lots more. We have apparently a heartwarming story that Brian has brought to the table.
That's exactly
I'm
right.
I'm not sure.
This guy gets what he has coming
well,
to him.
I'm not sure if his definition of heartwarming story is the same as everybody else's definition of
today.
Heartwarming story. And then we'll talk about those cheesy Christmas movies. Do you love them or do you hate them?
I think the psychology behind them.
Okay, the cheesy Christmas movies. So, but first, we want to play a conversation that I had with our friend Dr. Elena Black. Dr. Black grew up in Romania, where she became a dentist. She studied in Japan. She went to Boston University to obtain her PhD in oral biology, and then after several years of study, she became an orthodontist. And a decade ago, she and her husband made Lynchburg their home. And she is the founder of Appalachian Orthodontics of Lynchburg and also Sleep Wellness of Lynchburg. And Dr. Black is especially proud of her holistic approach to treating patients. And I had an opportunity to talk to her about that approach.
When you talk about treating patients holistically, what does that mean?
Well, holistically means that you're looking at everything, right? Like all the parts of a system and putting them all together. That's why I'm so excited to treat patients, you know, orthodontic patients. In our training, we learn so much more than just teeth. We learn about growth of the craniofacial system. We, you know, as dentists, we learn about inflammation because of the periodontium, the tissues around the tooth. So, and it's really really important to look at the teeth, the mouth, the bone, in the context of the entire body. When I move teeth for bone, if the bone is not healthy or if there is inflammation, chronic inflammation in the body, this changes things. Or patients that have thyroid issues or diabetes or all of these general medical conditions affect the way bone remodels, or hormonal conditions, or teenage years is the best time to move teeth. Why? All of these hormonal changes are actually favorable for bone remodeling.
So when you're looking at someone's mouth, you can tell other things that are going on in the body.
Yes, absolutely. Because of that, because there's, you know, the mouth is like a mirror for the whole body. Much easier to look inside than, you know, other parts without, you know, paraclinical investigations. There's actually policies that American Dental Association has put together for dentists to help in recognizing some of these diseases. For example, for diabetes, the dentist can check for the sugar level, but they can also check for in the blood, the HbA1c, the glucosylated hemoglobin, which is actually measuring how much sugar we have in our blood for an extended period of time. So we'll give you for a patient that has or has not been diagnosed, but for a diabetic, it gives you the level of the control of the diabetes. And so the idea is that patients do come to the dentist a little bit more often, that they'll go to a medical doctor. And if we find in the mouth signs that this patient may be a diabetic, and again, not just in the mouth. I mean, a diagnosis is not just, you know, looking at one thing. A diagnosis involved medical and dental history, right? Symptoms that patient complains about, it, and then signs are what we find when we look clinically. And then there's also the paraclinical investigation, x-rays that we take, that the bone loss that is associated, right? So treating somebody holistically means to gather all this information, you know, their medical and dental history. And when I say medical, also that includes sleep wellness. I'm very passionate about that. And then clinical investigation of looking at their mouth, their tonsils, their nasal breathing. Again, that's all important in how our mouth develops and how, you know, later on, if we are going to develop sleep apnea. We know that we as orthodontists can prevent that by treating the craniofacial growth disorder early. And also, this is a team approach. I'm not going to treat the nasal obstruction, but I'm going to refer it to ENT. But I find it here in Virginia, Virginia is one of the top states with a lot of allergies, and people just stay stuffed, you know, and they find that normal. And so, because they can open their mouth and breathe through the mouth, but that's so unhealthy, both for the growth of the maxillofacial system, but also when we breathe through the nose, there is nitric oxide that is being released, which is a cardiovascular health hormone. It's as normal to breathe through your mouth as it is to eat with your nose, okay? Yes, God made it so we can breathe through both our noses and our mouths, but that shouldn't happen all the time. That's an emergency situation where, okay, my nose is stuffed. Now I'm going to open my mouth to breathe.
And this holistic approach, Dr. Black, is something that we should be looking for in all of our doctors that we see.
When we go to medical school, the first things you learn when you walk in, we're not treating diseases. We are treating patients. Why? What does that mean? That means that you and I, Mary, we can both have diabetes, but our body will respond differently to the disease and very differently to treatments. Part of what it means to be a doctor, and again, medicine is both an art and a science, okay? And this is why that is, because this is something that a robot cannot do, okay? Take in this information and realize for this particular patient, what is the best treatment for them? For example, kids come to me, you know, let's say class two malocclusion doesn't mean even matter what it means. You know, it means that the lower jaw hasn't grown as far forward as the top, right? Can I treat that with aligners, clear aligners, plastic that they take out? Absolutely. Can I treat that with metal braces? We've done that for over 125 years. Absolutely. How do I pick? And in certain cases, I can say, I pick depending on the patient. Some patients are allergic to the metal in the braces. Some patients are allergic to the plastic. Some patients say, well, I don't think I can wear trays every day and have to worry about that. Then fine, then you're going to put, some patients say, I don't want to give up my candy, or I don't want to give up, you can eat anything hard, crunchy, or sticky with metal braces. You're going to break them. They're, you know, made to go on the teeth and stay there for a year or two as long as, you know, I need to move those teeth, but they're also made to come off and the name will not be damaged. So we always, always have to have this medical thinking of what is the risk and benefit of every single thing we do for our patients and for the patient in front of us. Okay, I'm not treating the mom, I'm not treating the dad, I'm not treating the sister. Each patient is different, and this is true for every single disease. This is true for every single prevention method. This is true for anything we do, and we need to go to a professional who knows how to holistically look at a person, take in all the information of the medical history, family history, look at clinical signs that they can identify in the patient, and then all the paraclinical investigation that, you know, and in lab results that we have nowadays, and then formulate a diagnosis, a correct diagnosis, and based on that, discuss to the patient which of the treatments that are available for that particular disease are best fit for that patient.
We love Dr. Black. She is so smart. she is brilliant. And her patients love her, Dr. Black, and her smile squad. And she Dr. Black takes care of patients, helps align smiles anywhere from ages. So she takes care of patients anywhere from childhood all the way up into adulthood if you want to have a better life through a better aligned smile and a good night's sleep. You can contact Dr. Black at lynchburgorthodontics.com or sleepwellnesslynchburg.com. It's 7:17 on the morning line.